each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game two of a six-game series between the Bradenton Marauders and your Palm Beach Cardinals. Good evening, everybody. Brian Loftus here with you, joined alongside the Queen of Diamonds, Lisa Pride. Long time no see, Lise.
Oh, boy, does it feel good to be in the booth with you, Ryan.
We got a beautiful night ahead of baseball for us on Silver Slugger Night here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium every Wednesday night as we get set for baseball. The Bradenton Marauders come into tonight's ballgame two games under 500 on the season. A 16-18 record has them in third place in the Florida State League West Division. Marauders 3-7 over their last 10. 4-12 road record compared to 12-6 at home this season. They are six games back of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. I still want to call them the Miracle. Bradenton continues its two-week journey here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, having lost 5 out of 6 against the Jupiter Hammerheads just last week, avoiding a six-game sweep by salvaging a victory Sunday afternoon by a 9-2 margin. Despite being outscored 27-17 in the series, the Marauders' offense comes into tonight's game ranked 4th in the Florida State League, batting .232 as a club, while their pitching staff has scuffled for the better part of the season, ranked 9th with a 4.05 ERA, and having yielded the most free passes with 159, averaging just under 5 per game so far this season. While Lisa Pride had the privilege of doing an interview with former Palm Beach Cardinal Juan Yepes, a nice 3-minute interview, we're going to let you tune in to Lisa and Juan Yepes.
Anytime.
And it hasn't been too long ago since you've been a Palm Beach Cardinal, but how has your life changed since, you know, being a Palm Beach Cardinal and then here now with the St. Louis Cardinals?
I mean, a dream come true. You know, professional baseball players we sign when we're really young, and it's been a long road, 8 years in the minor leagues, and finally make it to the big leagues. It's, you know, just really proud.
And when you look back on Palm Beach and, you know, being the Cardinal in high A there, what's one of your favorite memories, or what do you remember from being there? Because I know sometimes it goes slow and sometimes it goes fast through, you know, the minor leagues.
I mean, just probably the friendship teammates that I had all through the minors, especially, yeah, in Palm Beach. And, I mean, just being there where we play spring training, it's pretty special, too. You know, it gets us to be ready for whenever we get that call for spring big league camp, you know, and just spend that time there. It's fun.
Yeah, and do you remember those hot days and the tropical storm days and all that you had to really, you know, work around the weather, but also days that you were really working hard and trying to figure out, you know, how you were going to climb the ladder and get right here to St. Louis?
Yeah.
Who was somebody that, you know, maybe helped you, or a teammate or a coach or something that...
I remember I was there for two seasons, so a lot of my hitting coaches helped me a lot. Brandon Allen and Tiger Peterson. 2018 was Brandon Allen, 2019 was Tiger. So yeah, I mean, a lot of rain delays down there, but I mean, it was fun. It was a fun time.
And being a big leaguer, what's life like for you?
Dream come true. I mean, I keep telling myself, this is AAA, this is the same game. But I mean, definitely play in front of this awesome fans in St. Louis, and you know, it's a dream come true. Like I said, it's being here with all these Hall of Famers, legends that we have, it's an honor.
Yeah, and it's one thing to get here, which was your goal all along, and now it's to stay. And so how has, you know, what are you doing to, like, you know, really figuring out the way to, like, stay here, and you know, what's your routine, or what are you working on? And
I'm trying not to have fun and play the game the right way, and help this team win ball games.
And then your advice to the guys then, you know, playing with the Palm Beach Cardinals right now, looking back, what would you like to have known that you know now, or what kind of advice would you give the guys there?
Yeah, my advice to them would be just play hard and focus on every day, every at bat, and just do your best. You know, if you're there, it's for a reason, you're good enough, and just have confidence that you can make it here.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network pregame show. This is Juan Yepes.
Thank you, Juan.
I'll send it back up to the...
Beautiful job by Lisa Pride interviewing Juan Yepes. There's Sweet Lou Villano's pumping out our national anthem here at the Dean.
And the home of the
beautiful job by Sweet Lou, as we're going to run through tonight's starting lineups here in Game 2 of the six-game series. For the Bradenton Marauders, led by Jonathan Johnston, leading things off will be Brendan Dixon. He's over at second base. Sung Che Chang is over at shortstop. He's batting in the two-hole. Rodolfo Nolasco gets the start out in right field. He will be batting third. The hot-hitting Jace Bowen is left field. He's batting cleanup. Alex Mojica is over at the hot corner in third base. He will be batting fifth. In the sixth hole, the designated hitter tonight will be Fabricio Macias. Juan Harris gets the start over at first base. He's batting seventh. Catching duties go to Giovanni Planchert. He is batting eighth. And rounding out the lineup for the Marauders is Sergio Campagna. He's out in center field and batting ninth. Once again, that's Dixon, Chang, Nolasco, Bowen, Mojica, Macias, Harris, Planchert, and Campagna. They're going to be facing the tall right-hander Zane Mills. The right-hander, 6'4", 220 pounds, is the 21-year-old, a fourth-round pick out of Washington State University by the St. Louis Cardinals back in 2021. Mills making his seventh start of the season so far, 1-2 record, a 3.47 ERA. He surrendered 36 hits in just over 36 innings pitched so far this season. Pretty good strikeout to walk ratio, 29 strikeouts, 5 walks in those 36 and a third innings pitched. He has given up 3 long balls, opponents hitting .257 off the right-hander so far this season. Coming off a loss at Fort Myers back on May the 11th, last Wednesday evening. Gave up 3 earned runs in 5 innings worked. Surrendered 8 hits while striking out 6 and walking 1. Scuffling so far this season, but they got a little home cooking after the rare 6-game sweep on the hands of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles last week. Cardinals able to pick up the victory in the series opener last night, 4-0, a dominant job by Trent Baker. Went 7 strong, scattering 4 hits to go along with 6 strikeouts. Going to hand it over to Lisa Pride to start things out
Thank you, Brian. It's great to say Brian Loftus is my co-pilot here today. First pitch delivered by Zane Mills is a strike right down the middle. At the plate, it's Brendan Dixon, the second baseman, batting 240 this season for the Marauders. Mills delivers off the end of the bat to the right side. It drops in for a base hit into right field. So the leadoff hitter is aboard here for the Marauders. We're just starting this game in Jupiter.
And Brendan Dixon wasting no time extending his on-base streak to 10 games right there with that leadoff single. Here's a guy you got to watch out for.
Following Dixon is the shortstop, Sungchae Cheng. He's batting from the left side, the only lefty in the lineup. Little bloop hit in the infield, picked up by the second baseman Hernandez, tags out the runner. Dixon throws over to first base. It's in time, and quickly that base hit is erased to the double play off the bat of Cheng.
A nice play by Hernandez there. You thought maybe Dixon would have stopped in the base paths right there in between first and second to prevent being tugged out, making it an easy double play for Brandon out there at second.
That'll bring up the number three hitter in the lineup for the Marauders. It's the right fielder, Rodolfo Nolasco. He's got a hefty swing there. Swing and a miss, batting 190 on this season. Has 39 strikeouts. On the ground, hard hit, but scooped up by the shortstop, Rivas. Throw across the diamond, and it's in time. So even with the base hit, it's a 1-2-3 inning. And as we go to the bottom of the first, first up for the Cardinals, it'll be Reichenborn to Val Toveline and Whalen.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Lisa Pride alongside Brian Loftus on this gorgeous sunny evening here in Jupiter, Florida at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. On the hill, it's the righty for the Marauders, Valentin Linares.
Yeah, tall glass of water on the right-hander, 6'5", 226 pounds, really filling out that jersey. 22 years old out of the Dominican Republic. Linares looking for his first win of the season, 0-3 with an 8.44 ERA. Coming off his best start of the season, however, took the no decision at the Jupiter Hammerheads here at the Dean last Wednesday. Five shutout innings of two-hit ball, striking out seven and walking two. But that's still a hefty ERA, 8.44.
I can see the wind blowing. It's blowing right to left a little bit in, as I see on the jerseys, the gray jersey top of Linares, and it's fluttering in the wind. First pitch delivered. It's a strike, and oh boy, I'm back after a week off, and I see a scoreboard up there. It's got a foul ball to the left side. It's Tyler Reichenborn at the plate for the Cardinals. I'll have to describe this. We don't have a lot of time, but boy, the scoreboard looks great out there. Reichenborn batting 301 on this season. It caught my eye. Breaking ball. And Reichenborn doesn't even move. I think that pitch almost went behind him as it floated in inside. Falling Reichenborn is Toveline. And after Osvaldo will be Brady Whalen. In a cleanup spot for the Cardinals, it's Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop. Then the designated hitter, Aaron McKeithen, in the number six spot for the Cardinals. It's the catcher, Wade Stoss. Then the right fielder, Elijah Cabell. The second baseman, Braden Hernandez, and the center fielder, Adenson Cruz, as Reichenborn swings and misses. Only the 24th time that the left fielder has struck out this year. As we talked about, he's got a really good average, over 300. That'll just dip down a little bit after that strikeout.
Yeah, Reichenborn coming in with a 3-game hit streak. Even better, an 18-game on-base streak so far.
Linares, through his 16 innings before today, had 22 strikeouts. Up in the air to the right side with the wind blowing in. It'll stay up and hang up with Nolasco just short of the warning track and making the catch out there in right field.
Yeah, the wind's blowing in 14 miles per hour now, and you could tell that just completely knocked that ball down.
The fans, you heard them behind us. They were like, whoa, you know, they thought that ball might be a home run right here in the first, but yeah, just like you said, Brian, that wind knocked it down, kept it up, and no problem for Nolasco out there. The switch hitter, the first baseman, Brady Whalen, steps in. Whalen batting from the left side as he faces the righty, Linares. Receiving Linares is Planchart. Harris at first for the Marauders, Dixon at second, Chang at short, Mojica at third base. From left to right in the outfield for Bradenton, it's Bowen, Campana, and Nolasco. The pitch, the hit, it's on the line, and the umpire says it's fair, so Whalen does not get there in time. The first baseman, Harris, does. It was a slow roller on the line. He picked it up behind the bag and then had to run to first base before Brady. And so it's a 1-2-3 inning here in the bottom of the first for the Cardinals. We head to the second here at the Dean.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice the 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Dean here in Jupiter, Florida. On the hill, Zane Mills looking for his second win with the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Cardinals wearing their home whites, white tops, white bottoms, have the red lettering, the Palm Beach Cardinals logo inscribed across their chest on the Birds and Bat logo, and the PB in white on their red cap. Some guys like to wear their socks up high, so you can see the stripes. Marauders in their road grays. A strike delivered to Jace Bowen, the left fielder. He's batting 229 on the season. After Bowen, it's Mojica, and then, yeah, that's right here. Bowen, though, here at the plate, swings and misses. Fastball delivered by Mills. The kick, the pitch. Chopper, it sounded like the bat split, too. In comes Revis, the shortstop throw to Whalen at first is in time.
Nice job by Revis charging in on that ball. Batters having to deal with the shadows in between the pitcher's mound and home plate right now.
That's the one thing that happens, you know, when we have the sunshine and no clouds in the sky, to deal with that sunshine as it, you know, falls here on the left side of the diamond. It's in everyone's face right now, except maybe the third baseman's kind of in and out of it as there is some shadows by the third base bag. Here's the pitch. Little chopper. That pitcher comes off the mound, but the third baseman wants to field it. That's Tovalin barehanded, but then the ball just gets by him. He just can't grab it as he tried to get it barehanded. Didn't go very far, as I mentioned. The ball stayed close to the mound, so everybody was coming in, and Mills was getting out of the way. But Mojica is safe at first base with the infield hit.
Yeah, probably a wise play by the pitcher Mills, letting that ball go to his third baseman. Mills thought about it.
Well, that would have been a tough play for, you know, Tovalin, but at the same time, he had a good chance at it. Just need to firmly, you know, grasp it barehanded and make a quick throw over, which he wasn't able to do. Going upstairs with the high strike on Macias. Fabricio Macias at the plate, the designated hitter. This is his second game with the Marauders. He'll also be jammed. This ball will come, and he'll glove it this time, Tovelin, as he throws over to first base, and he does get Macias at first, so he grounds out.
Very efficient so far by Zane Mills. 11 pitches, all of them for strikes.
I'm trying to get used to how our scoreboard is set up and where everything is at. I see, oh, we've got balls and strikes, the little dots there. Big dots.
I think I got to keep lying about the radar gun.
We'll get that up yet. One big swing and a miss. What does the radar gun say on that one?
95 on that one right there.
At least, right? That was high heat. 188, the first baseman, is batting through 27 games with the Marauders. Going inside with the fastball. That one is a ball there, 1-1. Today on Wednesday, we are ABS, automatic balls and strikes. So on Wednesday and Thursday, that's when the umpires have the earpiece in their ear and hear if it's a ball or a strike. Another grounder to the left side, picking up is the third baseman, Tovelin, throw across, and Harris is out with the ground out. So that'll strand Mojica at first base. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second here at the Dean. No score on the board.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los 16 millones de niños que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to the Dean. We are in the bottom of the second. No score on the board. The Marauders, though, have a couple of hits. The Palm Beach Cardinals still looking for their first hit of the ball game. Up first for the Cardinals is the cleanup hitter, Jeremy Rivas. He's batting .277 on the season, 5 doubles, 10 runs batted in. Following Rivas is McKeithen, then Stoss, Cabell, Hernandez, and Cruz will round things out in the lineup here for the Cardinals.
One of the more consistent bats in the lineup for this Palm Beach Cardinal offense.
Rivas steps in, wiggles his two-tone bat, the pitch delivered, and that's low and away. One ball and no strikes. I almost feel like I came to a new ballpark with that scoreboard. You know, first we're so used to the scoreboard the way it was for years. Then for the first month, I think the first week we didn't even have anything,
nope.
That first series. And then we had this teeny tiny little scoreboard. And now I'm like, wow, I should have looked at it a little bit more before the game to see how it's all set up, but it's really nice. Can't wait. We've got a new video board, too, that will be running soon. 1-2, the count here to Rivas. Pitch delivered. Swing like a check swing that rolls slowly over to the third base side. Mojica gets the first baseman, Harris, to jump off the bag, and that will have Rivas safely at first base.
Yeah, high throw right there by Mojica. Had plenty of time. Feet just didn't come set.
So Rivas at first base. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Aaron McKeithen. McKeithen, through 8 games, has 4 hits, batting .174 on the season. He's driven in 1 run, scored 3 himself.
Probably got to rule that last play an error, you would think.
McKeithen watches this one, and it's a strike at the belt, but a little bit, you know, on the outside part laid off of it. No balls and a strike. That does go down as an error. That's why Rivas is aboard at first base. 1-1, the count now to McKeithen. Stoss on deck. The Marauders have their road grays. Gray tops, gray bottoms, yellow caps.
I haven't seen those yet, have you?
Yeah, I haven't seen the Marauders yet this season. So first time they've got the bright yellow caps, like the Pittsburgh Pirate colors.
Willie Stargell.
And with the black brims. Got the logo there on their cap in the front. Here's the 2-1. That one catches the outside part of the plate also to make it 2-2.
That ABS has given a generous call on the outside corner so far early on.
That's the way it's set up, huh? Wind still blowing in right. Right to left, left to right. Here's the pitch. There's the runner. The ball's out of play to the right side. Looks like it's blowing right to left right now. At times, it's blowing in. Great crowd here at the Dean as it is Silver Sluggers night, and we're getting close to summer, too.
It
felt like it today, didn't it? I love to go for walks and work out in the morning, and it felt like it was high noon the way that I was sweating out there. Can't even imagine what the guys are right now. Up in the air. He was jammed, but it'll fall in short center field for a blue base hit. So McKeithen jammed in on the hands, and he was able to lift it up into short center for the base hit. That moves Rivas over to second base.
Yeah, good base run by Rivas right there, making sure that ball dropped into shallow center field. He was halfway in between first and second. Wise to make sure he didn't get doubled off there. Had Cheng caught that ball.
Yeah, the center fielder was playing too deep, so it was really up to Cheng to see if he could make any play at all. But it was just right there that, you know, fell in no man's land. Here's the pitch. Showing bunt is Stoss. He lays it down to the left side. Off the mound comes the pitcher. Throw to first base. It's in time. But Stoss does his job as he moves Rivas over to the sacrifice bunt.
And nice job trying to generate some offense early on. Cardinals come into tonight's ballgame last in the league, hitting just 201 as a club, and their 101 runs scored on the season, fewest in the entire Florida State League.
That'll bring up the right fielder, Elijah Cabell. He's batting 128 on the season through 15 games. Hernandez is on deck. Cabell batting from the right side, righty-on-righty matchup. Inarez goes outside in that one. As Planter chasing after it on his knees, making sure that the ball doesn't get by him. One ball, no strikes with runners at second and third right now.
Yeah, infield in on the grass right now early on, kind of surprising, but they want to cut that run down at the plate.
Here's the pitch. This one's coming back. Did you bring your glove, Brian?
Nope.
That one's over the roof, so... My son Colton, he loves to get foul balls. It's harder now with the netting all the way across here all the way to the bleachers to, you know, the bullpens, basically. But he said if you stand out, you know, over on Main Street, you get some balls out there, too. Very unexpectedly, as people are walking their dogs, fly ball is coming at him.
Colton always has a good strategy.
He does. He knows all the spots. Two balls and a strike with one down. Runners at second and third right now here for the Cardinals as they threaten. The Cardinals have one hit, no runs. Here's the 2-1. That one misses wide of the plate.
You definitely want to capitalize here. They were 2-for-10 last night and with runners in scoring position. A prime opportunity here with one out.
Cabell has driven in four runs this season. He has the opportunity to drive in at least one right here. Hard hit, chopper, left side, picked up by the third baseman. Throw to first base, the only play that the third baseman has for the Marauders. But that will score a run for the Cardinals as Rivas crosses the plate on the play. And that also advances McKeithen to third base. Cardinals up, 1-0.
Yeah, Mojica coming home with it, but the speedy Rivas got a good jump off the bat.
So productive ground out as Cabell drives in the first run of the ball game and the Cardinals are up 1-0. A lot of balls being hit to the left side here today on the ground. Both third basemen getting a lot of action. two down. Brandon Hernandez will step in. He'll bat from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup as Linares goes inside and misses. One ball and no strikes. Hernandez batting 148 through 16 games, has eight hits. Hard hit ball, but that one's foul to the left side. Hernandez, one of three left-handed batters in the lineup for the Cardinals. Also a switch hitter, that's Waylon, in the lineup for Palm Beach here tonight. The pitch, this one's coming back into the netting, then falls back for the umpire to pick up. Kicks it around a little bit, then picks it up. One ball, two strikes, two down. Cardinals up 1-0. We're in the bottom of the second. Linares looks the runner back at third, goes inside Hernandez. That ball's foul, so 1-2 the count. Linares delivers right at the spikes of Hernandez. 1-2 the count. Make it 2-2. Here's the pitch. Upstairs with the heat. Swing and miss. And that'll do it. So the Cardinals leave 1-0 as we head to the top of the third. For the Marauders, it'll be Blanchard, Capanna, and Dixon.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could...
Blanchard at the plate, batting from the right side, facing Mills on the hill for the Cardinals. Third with the Cardinals up 1-0. The 0-2 pitch deliver, that one misses. Low and away to the right-handed hitting catcher. Here's the 1-2 off the end of the bat. It'll drop into right for a base hit. Blanchard rounds second as the right fielder for the Cardinals has some trouble. And he'll slide in safely at second base, even with the ball coming in. Yeah, well, it looked like it would just be a single, and then, yeah, out there in right field, a little bit of trouble for the Cardinals.
I wonder if the glare of the sun might have distracted Mendoza out there and right as he bobbled what looked like a routine ball hit as well. A single and an E9. He's Zane Mills, complete command of the strike zone so far early on.
Sergio Campana at the plate. Foul tips it. No balls and a strike with a runner at second base here for the number nine hitter in the lineup for the Marauders. Campana batting 183 on the season with four doubles. He's driven in two, has the opportunity to do that right now with a runner in scoring position for the Marauders. Mills delivers at the knees. That's a strike. So 0-2, Campana has struck out 34 times this season already in 25 games. Mills delivers. That one misses. The count, 1-2. Wind picking up, blowing right to left. Dancing out at second base is the Marauder runner Planchard. Mills delivers, and that will sit down Campana. Campana not too happy as he talks with the home plate umpire. Argueza, I think Dixon. Christian Argueza is saying, hey, it's the ABS. Balls and Strikes is saying that you struck out.
And so far, it's been very consistent calling it a strike on the outside corner to the right-handed batters.
Back up to the top of the order for the Marauders. It's Dixon at the plate. He singled to right back in the first. Mills delivers and he misses. One ball and no strikes here to the second baseman. One out, runner at second. Mills kicks, delivers to the left side. That one's foul.
And Mills just pounding that strike zone. 25 pitches, 21 for strikes.
Marauders have three hits but no runs. Cardinals, one hit, one run. Both teams have one error apiece. I can see Mendoza out there using his glove as the sun is right in his eyes. Which he's got the wind and the sun out there. And I think it was a late scratch because we mentioned we thought it was Elijah Cabell out there in right field. And he was the one that was listed early on in the lineup. But it's Mendoza that's out there. Lucky him. The 1-2 time called as Dixon steps out. Looks like he has something in his eye.
Yeah, looks like some of that wind blowing in from right field may have got some dirt in his eye.
Mills takes the signs, brings his red glove to his belt, then kicks and delivers. Stoss all ready to receive as he actually moved his glove over on the outside part of the plate, but that one will miss, so the count is 2-2 with one down.
And Toveline taking no chances over at third base, playing behind the bag, probably just 5 feet off the line.
Here's the 2-2. That one goes inside, but that will also miss. So the count is full on the leadoff hitter, Dixon. Dixon has walked 14 times and has struck out 32 this season through 26 games. This is game number 35 for both teams. Breaking ball inside, pop up to the right side. Mendoza lets it drop. I don't think he knew where it was. Actually hold up. The Marauders actually hold up Planchard at third base. He had the opportunity to score, but probably didn't really know if Mendoza was going to make that catch or not. But Mendoza, he let it drop. I don't think he knew at all where that ball was.
No, he had a nice decoy, though. He made it appeared like he was going to catch it, keeping that runner stranded over at third, preventing Planchard to come around and score from second.
So the Marauders now have runners at first and third with one out. Sung Che Cheng steps in. He hit into a double play his first trip up to the plate tonight. The only lefty in the lineup, so it's a righty on lefty matchup as Mills delivers a strike. Here's the 0-1. That one's coming back into the screen. No balls and two strikes here to Cheng. Oh, the Silver Sluggers have yellow shirts. That's what they got this year for their giveaway, huh? The yellow shirts. Sometimes they get visors, umbrellas. This year I see they've got their t-shirts. They just stood out to me. Here's the 0-2. It floats on in. Mills, though, doesn't get the call on the outside part of the plate. That was a pretty pitch delivered by Mills. Cheng said, I'm going to lay off of that one. He didn't want to look silly swinging at it. The 1-2. He doesn't lay off this one. That's a fastball on the outside part of the plate, exactly where the breaking ball was. Chang swings and misses, though, for out number two. Both outs are strikeouts. Campana went down looking, and Chang swings away.
That's a huge second out right there. Now the middle infield can go back to their normal positions.
It really is. With runners at the corners, there's two down. Hard hit ball taken by the shortstop. Flips it to the second baseman. That's Hernandez. And they get the force out at second base to end the inning and leave a couple stranded. And also stop the Marauders from scoring. So the Cardinals still up 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the third here at the Dean.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And Mama, how you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Lisa Pride alongside Brian Loftus. The Cardinals are up 1-0. We're in the bottom of the third. The number 9 hitter in the with an all-red bat. That's the center fielder, Adenson Cruz, batting 103. Let's see if this bat will give him some hits here today. First pitch delivered. That misses. Here's the 1-0. That one swatted away foul to the left side. Not close enough for manager Gary Kendall to make a play on it. He's coaching third base. The one thing he said about his team, he's really happy with the pitching, but the bats, the offense has got to get started to help out the pitching. Breaking ball, that one is hit into the screen behind home plate. So 1-2 the count here on Cruz.
Yeah, Cruz, one of those guys, he's hoping to get going. 40 strikeouts and 78 at-bats so far this season. Maybe the new bat will.
Yeah, through 21 games. The pitch is delivered, and the ABS and the home plate umpire punches out Cruz, so make it strikeout number 41 on the season. One down, we're back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. Tyler Reichenborn, he struck out his first trip up to the plate. Hasn't struck out too many times, though, this season yet. Reichenborn. Now batting 298, he dips below 300. He was at 301 to start the game. Pitch delivered. This one is coming into the stands. Actually, maybe here it goes. Get ready as the ball hit the roof, and that one bounced down hard. It was almost like someone threw it down at the fans. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Quickly, Reichenborn is in the hole. He's been the bat that the Cardinals have been able to count on, too.
Batting 378 here in the month of May.
The 0-2 inside right on the hands of the left fielder. Couple of doubles, a triple. Has scored 10 runs and driven in 12. The 1-2. That one's fouled. Maybe it'll stay fair. Down the line goes Reichenborn. It is foul as it slowly rolls to the right of the line.
He sure likes hitting here at the Dean. 379 batting average here at home compared to just 190.
I think the Cardinals like to play here at home more too, as their record is kind of lopsided that way. Heavy on the wins at home, not as many on the road.
Yeah, 10-9 here is the home
team. The Marauders have the same trouble, especially after facing Jupiter too. Can you believe it? Are they residents now of Palm Beach County? As the six-game series playing back-to-back here against the Hammerheads and then the Cardinals, as that ball misses, that teams, if they're staying here for both series, they're here for a good 2 weeks.
Practically feels like home for them.
It does. They have to get used to living out of the hotel for a couple of weeks. 2-2 with one down. The kick, the pitch. Reichenborn watches that one sail wide of the plate. It's a righty-on-righty matchup, so the count is full on Reichenborn. Tovalin on deck. Following him is Whalen. Here's the payoff pitch. This one's hit high up in the air to the right side. It's going into foul territory. Looks like the first baseman, Harris, will call everyone off. He makes the grab just by the bullpen of the Cardinals. So that will retire Reichenborn.
And 42.
Two down. That'll bring up the third baseman, Osvaldo Tovalin. Tovalin batting 277, now 275, as he's 0 for 1 here today. He flied out back in the first. Eight doubles, a triple, a home run, 20 runs batted in. Righty on lefty matchup. Ball delivered, misses. One ball and no strikes. Tovalin batting from the left side. Here's the pitch. Another ball just missing the outside part of the plate on the lefty. So two balls and no strikes to the third baseman. Linares kicks, delivers on the ground. That one's foul to the right side. That'll keep the hitting coach for the Cardinals. Let's see who. Yeah, I think that is. Octave. The 2-1, that one's popped up and out of play. Fans kind of quiet as they come in. The Silver Sluggers, they get their free drink and hot dog every time they come here to the Wednesday night games.
Don't forget the bingo card, too.
The bingo. B-I-N-G-O. Wonder what the prizes are this year. Here's the 2-2. Pop up to the left side in foul territory. It drifts towards the dugout of the Marauders. Mojica tries to backhand it right by the stairs and the fence of the dugout for Bradenton, but is unable to. Comes up empty. So that will save the at-bat for Osvaldo. He'll return back to the plate with two outs.
His average has dipped here in the month of May. Got off to a hot start, batted 307 in April, just coming into today's ball game, 227 here in the month of May.
He was the hero many nights, driving in the Cardinals' runs late in the games, helping them, you know, walk off. The pitch, breaking ball, that one's chopped to the right side. More action for Octave at first base, coaching first base. Showing the fielders how it's done. Not only is he helping with the hitting, but showing them how to make those plays. Here's the 2-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss. And that will end the inning here for the Cardinals. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Couple of strikeouts, and Linares has four strikeouts here tonight as we head to the top of the fourth. Brian Loftus will take over the play-by-play.
Encanta cocinar para mis nietos. Y si pudiera también cocinar para los que enfrentan el hambre en este país, lo haría. Por suerte, la Red Nacional de Bancos de Alimentos de Feeding America proporciona una comida y una silla a todo niño que lo necesite. Apoye a Feeding America y a su banco de alimentos local visitando feedingamerica.org/en español.
Un mensaje de Feeding America y del Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
And we're back here in the top half of the fourth. 1-0 Redbirds lead the Bradenton Marauders. Brian Loftus alongside Lisa Pride. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Bradenton. Jace Bowen followed by Alex Mojica and Fabricio Macias due up this half inning. Zane Mills back out for his fourth inning of work. The ready winds in the first pitch. Swung on and fouled at the plate. Bowen 0-for-1 on the evening, grounded out to short. Coming in 8th in the league in RBIs with 19. He was 2-for-4 in last night's series opener. The 0-1 foul tipped into the glove of Wade Staus.
Zane Mills, he's going to have to get used to this weather here in the Florida State League. He's from Portland, Oregon, and played college ball at Washington State. So I don't think his summers, you know, he's ever experienced that. I know he came and was with the Complex League last season for about 7 games. So, you know, when they come and they get drafted, they're in the heat of it coming in July and August. But, yeah, this will be and aren't used to the heat to experience it here all summer.
The 1-2 broken bat flared up the middle. Backhanded stab by Hernandez. He's going to have to hurry. The throw is not in time.
Wow, that broken bat was a dangerous one as the bat and the ball flying at Mills. And something hit him. You know, I think, was it the bat that hit him?
Maybe a little shrapnel.
But, yes, and so he's off the mound, and he had to recover. He lost his glove and tried to duck out of the way.
A leadoff man is aboard. That'll bring up Alex Mojica, singled back in the second. And most of the infield in shadows, the entire outfield still battling that sunlight, setting to our west along the third base side. Bowen over at first, 5-for-7 in stolen base attempts. The first pitch from Mills bounces in the dirt. Nice sliding block by Staus.
Mills was born on the 4th of July. July 4th, baby, so a lot to celebrate. He gets the fireworks every birthday.
Swing and a miss to Mojica.
I always thought that was kind of cool, you know, to have a birthday kind of like there.
Does that count as a present?
Not as a present, but everyone's celebrating, right? That's kind of cool. I don't get fireworks on my birthday. It's in September. No matter where you go, you've got a celebration.
The 1-1. This ball is driven into left center field. Reichenborn ranges over to the gap. It's going to split the gap and go all the way to the warning track. Making the turnaround first, heading into second is Mojica. The play is not in time.
Boy, Mojica testing his luck as he stretched that single into double. Sliding in just in time, but that was a well hit right in between Reichenborn and Cruz in the alley in left field.
It's a sixth hit surrendered by Zane Mills, pounding the strike zone, but might be getting a little bit too much of it early on right now. You wonder if the infield's going to play in on the grass with nobody out here.
Mojica doesn't look like he has a lot of speed, as, you know, no stolen bases on the season. Yeah, he is, but he used, you know, all the speed that he had, all the energy to get to second, really trying to help the Marauders here.
Left side of the infield back on the dirt, right side of the infield halfway in as the first pitch, breaking ball, misses down and away. Bowen at third, Mojica at second. 1-0 Cardinals lead here in the top half of the fourth. Mills trying to get out of a jam. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Flailed at the breaking ball. Macias 0-for-1 on the evening. Grounded out back in the second. Mills peers in. Gets the one he wants from Staus. Set at the belt. The 1-1. Swung on. Foul tipped into the glove of Wade.
Mills last picked up a win on April 23rd at Lakeland.
Almost a month.
Yeah, they kind of like really want to get that win here tonight.
offense spotted him an early run back in the home half of the second. The 1-2 swung on and missed, a big strikeout. That's three on the evening so far for Zane Mills, and a big first out here in the top half of the fourth.
Big strikeout with runners in scoring position. It is such a tight game, 1-0 ball game. The Marauders have six hits, so you'd figure they'd have at least one or two runs with those six hits, but they don't.
The first pitch to Juan Harris misses down and away, and this is where you can get creative right now. You don't have to give him something too much to hit with that base open over at first. 46 pitches by the right-hander, 35 for strikes. Mills peers in, gets the one he wants. Comes set at the belt, the 1-0. Swung on, grounded through the glove of the first baseman, Brady Whalen, and into right field for a base hit. Whalen laid out for it, wasn't able to come up with it. It's an RBI single for Juan Harris. And the Marauders tied this game up at one here in the top half of the fourth.
Yeah, Herrera's patient at the plate. He kind of sat on that and knew it was coming as he drove it into right field.
Catcher number 17, Zovani.
Drawn in right there. Had Whalen been back at his normal position, probably would have came up with that ball. Runners at the corners, one out. That'll bring up the catcher, Giovanni Planchert, to the plate. Singled and advanced to second on an error back in the third. The first pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. He's keeping these hitters off balance with his off-speed stuff so far.
Mills doing a good job of mixing things up. He's got a heater and then also some good movement on his pitches.
Pickoff throw to first, back safely head first is Juan Harris.
You know, pitchers and catchers also making that adjustment, knowing the strike zone of each umpire, you know, as far as like getting used to if an umpire likes to call the high one, low one, you know, inside out, the edges there. But I'm trying to figure out the ABS is different.
The 0-1 runner goes. It's fouled back into our right, off the roof, and a nice catch. Very nonchalant by the
way. Very nonchalant there. But that's the thing, you really can't, you don't, you know, as far as an umpire, you can kind of figure out where the umpire sees as far as calling balls and strikes. But the ABS is adjust to each player specifically, so you really have to kind of figure that out, too.
So you got someone like Mojica, and then you got someone like Cheng, who's 5'7", 150 soaking wet, as the 0-2 fouled right about the dugout of the Bradenton Marauders' third base side.
And the strike zone, you know, is really according to the height. So, you know, if you're bigger, taller, you've got a bigger strike zone there.
Harris leads away from first, 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts so far this season. Mills set at the belt. The 0-2. Slider, this one's flared into shallow center field. A nice grab right there by Jeremy Rivas. Shortstop was drawn in, had to make that catch behind the second base bag, and a big second out here.
Rivas, that ball hung up just enough for Rivas to make the play. You know, he had it the whole way. It looked like it would carry a little bit more into the grass, but it stayed closer to second base, and that helped.
That'll bring up the nine-hitter Sergio Campagna to the plate. Infield straightaway, outfield straightaway. The first pitch, fastball up in the zone, swing and a miss.
As the sun is setting on the left side, there's more shadows on the field, but still out there in right. You know, Mendoza's still going to have a hard time. The wind's kind of died down a little bit at this point, but shadows across most of the infield.
Oh, one misses low. Yeah, there's no clouds out there that's going to save Mendoza out in right field. It's a beautiful blue sky evening here.
When I was in St. Louis this past weekend, there were some mistakes that you see out here, you know, in the minor leagues that were happening in the big leagues because of the sun.
The 1-1 runner goes, pitches low, no throw down to second as Harris steals that bag cleanly, his sixth of the season.
Six stolen bases and has not been caught yet this season.
Marauders 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position in last night's series opener. They have two men in scoring position here. Mojica leads from third, Harris from second, the pitch. Beautiful breaking ball right over the heart of the plate. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes.
Campana struck out his last trip up, and looking at Mills, he has been increasing his strikeouts each time, especially here in the month of May.
The 2-2 lays off the breaking ball and the count runs full.
Struck out 7 on May 5th and his next outing struck out 6. Had 16 strikeouts in April, 13 already in May, had on 3 more, and he's got 16 already here in May, and May is not over yet.
Well, Bradenton came into tonight's ballgame ranked 4th in total batting average as a team, 232, and they're certainly putting that on display right now with 7 hits so far through the first 3-plus innings. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Mills, the long set, the payoff pitch. Check swing, did he go around? Yes, says home plate umpire. Christian Argueza for the final out to retire the side. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Zay Mills, but the Marauders tied up with a run. We're headed to the top half of the fifth, the bottom half of the fourth. 1-1.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back in the top, the bottom half of the fourth. There we go again. 4-3, 4-5 to up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Brady Whalen leading things off, followed by Jeremy Rivas and Aaron McKeithen do up this half inning. Still just 1 hit for the Redbirds. The first pitch to Brady Whalen in for a called strike 1. Looking. Whalen had a solo blast in last night's 4-0 victory. The 0-1 catches the heart of the plate, a little bit low in the zone.
Yeah, unfortunately, Josh Bias was out after just 1 at-bat last night. Wrist injury, so he's on the IL.
1-1, slow roller to second base. Dixon's up with it. He'll throw down to first for the 4-3 putout. One up, one down to start things out in the home half of the fourth.
Bias, the number 7 overall prospect in the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Drafted last year in the second round in 2021 by the Cardinals. And his first time here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. And gets 1 at-bat and suffers a left wrist sprain.
The first pitch to Rivas starts him off with a breaking ball. He swings over the top.
Some other roster moves here on Wednesday besides Bias going on the IL.
Ball is driven foul down the right field line.
The right-hand pitcher, Tink Hentz, was added to the Palm Beach roster from the Florida Complex League. 19-year-old from Arkansas is the number 11 overall prospect in the farm system.
The 0-2 breaking ball fighting to stay alive. It's fouled back to the screen.
The fourth highest rated pitcher on Cardinals minor league clubs according to the MLB pipeline. So Tink Hentz, welcome to the Palm Beach Cardinals.
The 0-2 sharp ground ball. He goes the other way in between first and second and into right field for a base hit.
Adenson Cruz, who is in today in center field, he returned back to the Palm Beach Cardinals today from the Complex League. Played 21 games before being transferred to the Rookie League roster on May 9th, but now he's back here with the Palm Beach team.
That'll bring up the designated hitter, Aaron McKeithen, has one of the two hits for the Cardinals tonight. First pitch breaking ball, check swing, he went around.
Other moves made just a couple of days ago, effective on May 16th. Delatch, right-handed pitcher. Cabell, he was with the Complex League Cardinals, came back here to Palm Beach. We mentioned Baez, Ryan Holgate, went from Palm Beach to the Florida Complex League. He is in the top 30, according to Baseball America, for the Cardinals as far as a prospect, but struggling here. So going to the Complex League right now. And Romeri went to the seven-day IL with a right quad. I guess it's a right quad sprain because everyone's got a right quad, right?
Doesn't feel good. Counts 0-2 on Aaron McKeithen. Rivas leads away from first, 4-for-5 in stolen base attempts so far this season. The 0-2 frozen on the breaking ball, misses a little bit low in the zone. Cheng and Dixon pinched up the middle, looking at turn two here with a one out. 1-1 score, bottom half of the fourth. Linares set at the belt. The 1-2, runner goes, pitch misses wide. The throw down to second is in time, but in and out of the glove of Cheng. Rivas was dead to rights down at second base. He picks up his fifth stolen base on the season. Much to the chagrin of Sun Che Cheng, the shortstop.
That was a close play, and luckily went in favor of Rivas, as you mentioned, the ball popping out of the glove.
The pitch was actually ruled a strike. I didn't see a signal there by Christian Argueza.
McKeithen
is retired on strikes. That's five strikeouts now for starting pitcher Valentin Linares. That'll bring up the catcher Wade Stauss to the plate here with two outs. Batting from the left-hand side, ground ball, first base, backhanded dive by Jerez. The throw to first is in time as he gets his foot down on the bag. Does Linares cover in the bag for the final out to retire the side. Cardinals leave one stranded, no runs in the inning on just one hit. We're going to the fifth here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, Lisa Pride on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
Melissa, from her part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, 1-1 score. Top of the order, coming to bat for the third time. For the Bradenton Marauders, Brendan Dixon, followed by Sun Che Cheng, and Rodolfo Nolasco, due up this half inning. I'm liking these hats that Bradenton's wearing tonight. I didn't see it all last week when they were playing Jupiter.
Definitely look like, you know, the big league club with their, you know, Pirates colors there. I like when the teams, you know, it's fun to have different names and different colors, but it's also kind of neat when you are, you know, matching your affiliate and your big league club. Kind of makes you feel like here the Cardinals, they're wearing basically what the St. Louis Cardinals wear. So
first pitch to Dixon, in for a called strike one, looking the 0-1. Another breaking ball, misses off the plate.
Those yellow caps though with the Marauders are matching the Silver Sluggers t-shirts. We've got a lot of Marauder fans here. Maybe
the 1-1, a healthy cut, swing and a miss, fastball at 93 right there.
Could be, you know, the fan weeks decided that they're going to root for another team, a third team here at the Dean.
The 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss.
Fans clapping for that one.
Yeah, Dixon finally retired for the first time tonight. Strikeout number five on the evening for Zane Mills. That'll bring up Sun Che Cheng to the plate. 5'7", 150 pounds out of Taiwan is Cheng. In on the grass over at third is Tovalin. The first pitch to Cheng misses off the plate wide for ball one. The 1-0 swung on, foul tipped. Looked like it caught a piece of the catcher Wade Stauss's. Home plate umpire Christian Argueza will head out to the mound and hand the ball to Zane Mills and give Stauss a few moments to compose himself behind the dish. Seems to be all right back there. He's a catcher. He's tough.
Cheng had two hits in the loss last night for the Marauders. Looking for his first here tonight.
Just batting 193 away from home as Cheng swinging a miss. Quickly down in the count, a ball and two strikes.
No one in the Marauders lineup here tonight is even batting close to 300. Many are trying to stay and get close to 200.
Just below the Mendoza line. 2-2 count, one out. The pitch just misses off the plate. And the count runs full. The wind and the payoff pitch. Misses off the plate. Looked like a changeup Cheng did not offer at it. He'll be aboard as a one-out base runner. Just the first walk on the evening issued by Zane Mills.
First walk for either pitcher here today.
He's had complete command of the strike zone through 67 pitches, 48 strikes, 19 balls. So that'll bring up the three-hitter Rodolfo Nolasco to the plate. Middle infield looking to turn two with the first pitch. Grounded sharp.
The Marauders have not had an easy time against the East Division. There's only four teams in the East Division, too. So we've got Daytona, St. Lucie, and then the two right here, Jupiter and Palm Beach. But as far as going against the East Division, the Marauders are just 2-11 this season.
Pickoff throw to first. Cheng back safely head first.
Against Daytona, Bradenton was 1-for-5 in that series. And in the Jupiter series, too, only picked up one win. Now looking for a win here in the Palm Beach series.
Oh, one runner goes, pitches a strike. The throw down to second is not in time. Cheng swipes his eighth bag on the season. He's in scoring position down at second with one out.
I think that's the third stolen base here in the game with the combined Marauders and Cardinals. That's the one thing I've been hearing as far as the pitch clock goes, that the pitchers are feeling it needs to be a little longer with runners on base.
The 0-2 jammed him in on the hands. It's skied back into our right. It's going to hit the roof. And all the fans looking up at the roof in anticipation. That ball does not come back down.
But the pitchers and managers are both talking about it, that with runners on base, the pitch clock needs to extend a few more seconds because the pitchers have no, they feel like everyone's just running on them. They don't have time to really hold the runners.
Cheng dancing out at second. The 0-2 fastball misses wide. One ball, two strikes, one out.
I think early on, the hitters were trying to get used to the clock, and they were feeling rushed, and there were a lot of strikeouts.
The 1-2 fouled straight back.
They've kind of gotten used to it a little bit, and things have leveled off. But the pitchers now, they're not getting a break. You know, they just can't have runners on base, right? Just keep the runners off, and you just won't have that problem. But, yeah, they would like to see that adjustment. And we've seen adjustments happen, you know, with these new rules last season, you know, mid-season, so that might be something.
Pickoff throw to second back standing is Cheng.
The one thing they will be adjusting this season, mid-season, will be second base will come in a little bit. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
They feel like it's off a little, but it's not exactly the, you know, equal measurements between bases and all the way around, so they're bringing it in.
The 1-2 chopped foul, third base side.
So maybe there won't be as many stolen bases to second, an easier throw.
Yeah.
Except maybe the catchers will throw it over,
right.
You know, so that'll be into center field instead.
Air mail. Left side of the infield expecting a pull. Tovalin behind the bag at third, hugging the line. Right side of the infield shaded up the middle. Mills from the belt delivers the 1-2. Fastball on the outside corner. And our gays and the ASB, or ASB, right? ABS.
ABS. ESG.
ESPN. That's been pretty consistent on that outside corner, calling that a strike. Six strikeouts now on the evening and a big second out here in the top half of the fifth. 1-1 score. Jace Bowen steps into the box, batting from the right-hand side. The first pitch misses down and away as the lights start to come on. And there is no more sunlight out on the field.
I know. Where did it go? Just dip below. And that sunset where you just, we don't have those really pretty skies all the time here at the ballpark in center field like you'll see at other ballparks.
The 1-0 breaking ball, swing and a miss. Bowen 1-for-2 with a run scored so far this evening. Singled back in the fourth, came around to score to tie this game at 1.
Jace had a couple of hits last night, already has one here today.
The 1-1 slide step fastball right down Main Street for a called strike two. Looking a little quick delivery right there by Zane Mills.
Bradenton went 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and I think that's exactly what's happening here today too, with 7 hits and only 1 run.
Mills checks the runner dancing at second. The 1-2 bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Stouse. Deuces are wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner leads away from second. Bowen, 7th in the league in strikeouts coming into tonight's ballgame with 42. The 2-2 breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Well, Mills would like to make it strikeout number 43 on the season right here for Bowen. Scattered 7 hits through the ballgame. He's avoided damage for the most part so far. The payoff pitch, swung on, foul tipped in and out of the glove of Stouse as it looked to catch a piece of him right there. Some scores around the Florida State League. The St. Lucie Mets can do no wrong. They're on the west coast of Florida. 3-0 lead over Tampa in the top half of the fourth. Flying Tigers out to an early 3-0 lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads. They're in the bottom half of the fifth. And the payoff pitch fouled at the plate. Up by 95 in Daytona, the Tortugas out to a 2-1 lead over the Dunedin Blue Jays. They're in the top half of the second. Mills set up the belt, the payoff pitch yet again. Breaking ball roped through the hole, left side in for a base hit. Chang begin waved around third, the throw will come in. It is not in time as he slides in safely, feet first. RBI single for Jace Bowen and the Marauders out to a 2-1 lead here in the top half of the fifth.
Well, Bowen had 2 last night and now has 2 hits here today. Has driven in a run here to give the Marauders the 2-1 lead. Nice throw by Reichenborn from left field home. That throw just a little bit away from the make a longer lunge to try and get the runner out, tag him out.
Certainly a gamble, but a gamble that paid off for Bradenton. As it looks like we're going to have a visit out on the mound by pitching coach Giovanni Carrera and the rest of the infield. Probably some activity going to start brewing in the bullpen as Mills up to 82 pitches right now.
Cardinals doing a nice job, though. You know, they're holding the Marauders to just the 2 runs with 8 hits. Both teams, they are in this series is like kind of like must wins. You know, that you're really, we talked about St. Lucie just being a dominant team this season. The Cardinals are 12 back. They're in 4th in the East. And the Marauders, one time in first place, are now 6 back and in 3rd place in the West.
Well, the meeting is over. Out on the mound is stepping into the box will be Alex Mojica. He has 2 of the 8 hits so far for the Marauders this evening. Bowen leads away from second. Nobody holding him on. The first pitch misses wide. Lisa and I almost doinking heads right there.
My mic did doing something.
We're just missing the third stooge up here in the booth.
When there's just two of us, we don't need a third.
It's true.
We'll cover it all.
1-0 misses wide. Hitters count two balls and no strikes to Alex Mojica.
I'm just getting back from St. Louis.
Mojica batting 182 with runners in scoring position this season. The 2-0 just misses off the plate.
It is kind of like, you know, you're trying to get your bearings back again after being a week off. And I know you took some time off, too. So then, you know, trying to get everything back, getting that back on the bicycle, I guess.
The 3-0 in for a called strike one. Yeah, I had to get the Sylvester out of my voice from Looney Tunes, pronouncing my S's, sucker and succotash. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Mojica could not catch up to it.
I had a great time up there in St. Louis, and if you listened in to our pregame show, spoke with Juan Yepes. He was a former, or he is a former Palm Beach Cardinal.
Payoff pitch. Fastball just misses off the edge of the plate. That's been a strike for the better part of the evening. Mills was walking back towards the dugout. Second walk issued in the inning. That's for St. Mills.
After no walks, two here in the fifth. But Yepes, he was here with the Palm Beach Cardinals in 2018 and 2019. He was brought up to the St. Louis Cardinals last year during the playoffs, but did not get an appearance. So this year, he started off in Memphis and then got the call up to St. Louis. He's been there for 12 games, batting .333. And, you know, he talked about what's the major league life for him right now. And he said he's just trying to pretend like it's AAA. He doesn't want it to get too big for him right now. And his family's with him, his parents are with him, so that he can just kind of think and concentrate about baseball.
How are you supposed to do that when your parents are around all the time?
Oh, you get home cooking, you get someone to do your laundry, you don't have to do anything.
Macias at the plate, the first pitch, two-seam fastball on the inner half for a called strike one looking. At least he doesn't have to do laundry.
Yeah, all that, you know, you just don't have to worry about anything. It's a support system right now.
The 0-1 on the outside edge, this one misses a little bit low and away.
Definitely better than being alone. He's from Caracas, Venezuela, so it's nice probably to have that home cooking and, you know, being able to just have that support and not having to think too much in your head.
The 1-1 high chopper to third to Valens, up with it to throw across the diamond is in time for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of Cliff. Marauders take the lead on a run in the inning. We're going to the home half of the fifth. 2-1 Bradenton.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the home half of the fifth. Cardinals trail 2-1. Bottom third of the order, due up Mendoza, Hernandez, and Addison Cruz.
You're like catching me in mid chewing of my gummy bears.
Why do you gotta rub it in? I can't have gummy bears now. I can't have Skittles.
Oh, I was gonna offer some to you.
Oh, I can't. can't have a
not
hot
yet,
dog.
Huh?
All this food I'm looking at down low in the lower bowl. My appetite is back, I can tell you that. The first pitch to Mendoza misses wide for ball one.
Making me hungry now, too. Oh. That's one thing at Busch Stadium. Boy, the food was amazing. You know, every sessions, the barbecue and some kind of donuts. And everyone said, get the bacon or the hot dog, bacon-wrapped hot dog. Is that how you say it? Yeah. And just it was on and on, and the nice soft pretzels. And
are you deliberately teasing me right now?
I can't get it either. It's not here at the Dean.
3-0 to Mendoza right down the middle for a call to strike one. Looking some activity brewing in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals along the first base side. It's Edwin Nunez warming up. Linares, in his fifth inning of work, deals the 3-1. It's popped up along the infield. Linares off the mound. He's going to get called off by the third baseman, Mojica, wisely charging in and calling everybody off as the third baseman for the first out. The Cardinals jumped out to an early 1-0 lead with a run in the second, but their offense has been stifled so far, just two hits to this point. Talked about their offensive woes coming into this ballgame, last in the league in average home runs and runs scored in the Florida State League.
Yeah, team batting average coming into the game was 201. Don't want to dip that anywhere below 200 as a team.
But like you mentioned, Coach Gary Kendall was saying, the pitching staff has been kind of the backbone, fourth in the league in ERA coming in. Bradenton ranked 9th in total team ERA, 4.05. Something's got to give. The first pitch to Hernandez batting from the left-hand side in for a called strike one.
I really liked what the Cardinals did in the second inning when they had Rivas aboard on the air, McKeithen, blue base hit, and then Stoss, sacrifice bunt, mm-hmm. You know, manufacturing the runs there, and then a ground out drove in a run. So that's really what you have to do with this team.
The 1-1 catches the outer third for a called strike two looking.
They have some big bats that can hit home runs, but Cruz hit, he has two home runs this season. He hit those two in one game.
Ground ball, third base side over the glove of Mojica and into left field for a base hit. Nice piece of two-strike hitting right there by Hernandez, just going with the pitch.
Yeah, nice way to sneak in. He'd right here with one down. This is the bottom half of the order for the Cardinals, too.
Here's a guy that needs to get the bat on the ball, Addison Cruz. Strikeout looking back in the third. That's now 41 strikeouts in 79 at-bats. Hernandez leads away from first. The pitch, healthy cut, swing and a miss.
You know, Tovalin, we talked about, he was the big run producer and offensive production early on, but he was just one guy, so he couldn't really do it every game, all the time, every at-bat.
0-1 brushes him off the plate.
Brady Whalen came in late joining the Cardinals. He has a couple of home runs, but it's kind of cooled off a little bit, too. It's Reichenborn that we mentioned has really been the big hitter now for the Cardinals and the consistent hitter.
The 1-1 misses low.
Still, though, Tyler 0 for 2 here today.
See Robbie the Redbird down there behind the dugout. He's got a good seat. Might be looking for some food down there. Any bird seed? The 2-1. Call it a strike on the outside edge. And we learned our lesson in the past, too. Sometimes don't, even though it's a new scoreboard, don't be fooled by it when it comes to the balls and strikes. Linares set at the belt for his 75th pitch of the evening. It's a called third strike on the outside edge. Cruz frozen twice via the strikeout tonight. That'll flip it back to the top of the order in Tyler Reichenborn.
Is our ABS generous?
With that outside
that
corner
was,
so
wow.
far.
Yeah, that is, really.
Reichenborn, three-game hitting streak, 18-game on-base streak coming into this one. First pitch bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Planchard.
That was the second time, though, Cruz has gone down looking, and he knew it right away, even though it looked like, oh, that could be questionable. Stay there, you know, play it off, but you can't play it off with the ABS. But right away, he was just ready to.
Got to have a different approach with two strikes. This ball's roped right into the glove of the third baseman, Alex Mojica, who hardly has to move a step. We're going to the sixth here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Lisa Pride on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back here in the sixth. New pitcher out of the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals will be the right-hander Edwin Nunez. The 20-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, 6'3", 185 pounds is Nunez. Making his fourth appearance on the season here with Palm Beach. No wins, no losses. And he's pitched four hits allowed. Struck out three. Has walked seven opponents, hitting .286 off the new right-hander Edwin Nunez. Getting set to face the bottom third of the order. First pitch to Juan Harris. Fouled straight back.
The first baseman, number 10, Juan Perez.
Perez 1-for-2 on the evening with an RBI single. Back in the fourth to tie this ball game up. Left side of the infield expecting a pull. The 0-1, did he go around? Yes, says base umpire Connor McKenna. Scoreboard says 1-1. I think otherwise it's 0-2. The pitch from Nunez. Breaking ball as the bat goes flying. That went further than the ball as he struck out, landed right in the Marauder dugout along the third base side. One up, one down very quickly here to start things out.
Catcher, number 17, Giovanni Plancher.
I'll bring up Giovanni Plancher to the plate, 1-for-2 on the evening with a single. Righty on righty matchup, the first pitch. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt all the way to the backstop. Couldn't ask for a better night of baseball. Clear blue skies on this Wednesday evening. The 1-0 misses high in the zone, and this one off the glove of Stauss all the way to the backstop.
Looks like there's a little breeze for the fans. We get the nice AC breeze, so we're just loving it up here.
Forgot to bring a sweatshirt. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen for the Bradenton Marauders along the third base side.
I couldn't believe that it was so hot in St. Louis already.
2-0, skied down the right field line. Whalen will give this a look. It goes into the stands, six rows deep and out of play.
You know, when you hear it's going to be high 70s or 80s.
It was in the 90s there, right?
And you think, no humidity, right? Yeah. No humidity up north or Midwest right now. Oh, no.
It got
that afternoon game, it really did.
The 2-1, a called strike on the outer third.
Let's talk. You know, I came here trying to escape this from Florida, and all I'm getting is
humidity. You brought
humidity.
It with you.
I know.
The 2-2. Breaking ball. Grounded sharply to short. Up with it is Rivas. He'll take his time. Throws a strike down to first for the second out of the inning. Nice job by Nunez coming in and settling things down. Marauders have scattered eight hits through their first five-plus innings of offense. That'll bring up the nine-hitter Sergio Campagna to the plate. 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Nunez out of the windup, the first pitch fastball misses wide for ball one. The 1-0. Called a strike on the outside corner, looked a little bit low for the liking of Campagna. Infield straight away, outfield straight away as the lights are on here at the Dean. The 1-1 snaps off a beautiful breaking ball in on the hip. Campagna quickly down in the count, a ball and two strikes. The righty winds on the 1-2. Fastball, 94, misses low and away.
Nunez has a big arsenal of pitches, really, and the Cardinals, they're just kind of being really patient and letting him develop all these pitches that he does have, but he does have some control issues, as we see right there.
The 2-2 just a bit inside, right over the helmet of Sergio Campagna. In the on-deck circle, getting a nice ovation is Brendan Dixon making a nice one-handed grab off the netting. The payoff pitch, fastball, misses wide. Two-out walk issued to the nine-hitter. We'll flip it back to the top of the order, and Brendan Dixon at the plate.
And that was the trouble for Nunez last year here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. 56 walks and 59 strikeouts. They like to see a lot less walks on that side. He pitched 53 and a two-thirds innings last year. So the 59 strikeouts is good. It's just that 56 walks.
Dixon misses low and away. I mentioned during his scouting report, now he has 4 strikeouts to 8 walks so far in 4 and two-thirds innings of work on the season.
Yeah, Nunez has a nice repeatable delivery, so that's what the Cardinals are hoping that, you know, that he will improve then on his command and control.
Campagna over a first 2-for-3 in stolen base attempts this season, and they're going to call a balk right there on Nunez. A little flinch right there after he came set. Campagna was dancing off of first base. Wonder if it kind of rattled him a little bit as he moves up to second. Dixon batting 313 with the runners in scoring position so far this season. The 1-1 runner goes fastball, misses wide. It's going to go all the way to the backstop and making a wide turnaround third and holding there is Campagna.
So after holding the Marauders to just 2 runs with all the hits that they have had so far here tonight, now just getting one guy on with a walk, you know, the Cardinals are having trouble, and Nunez is part of it with his wildness. The one thing, it'd be nice to have the radar gun here tonight because Nunez can hit triple digits.
You didn't like my make-believe radar gun that I was shouting out? The 2-1 in for a college strike, too. 94 right there.
You've got a sixth sense of it, right?
It's that 2010 vision. Dancing off a third is Campagna. The 2-2 outside corner just misses.
Campagna not only dancing, but almost to home. Yeah. He's halfway there, and then, I don't know, this is kind of a stutter step there, trying to make sure he doesn't fall. Here he comes, though.
3-2. This ball is driven down the left field line, giving it a look as Reichenborn, and it'll reach the bleachers out of play. It almost seems like Campagna's trying to induce another balk out of Edwin Nunez.
He's trying to definitely do something, like trying to get him in his delivery. He's not just taking a normal lead. He's at the very last second, like running to home plate.
3-2, swing and a miss, a big strike out there for Edwin Nunez. Side is retired here. In the top half of the sixth, we're going to the home half. Cardinals holding on, still trail 2-1.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth here at the Dean, 2-1 Marauders lead. Got a new right-hander out on the mound for Bradenton. Who do we got, Lise?
Wilkin Ramos, the righty, 6'5", 165. They started off with a 6'5 pitcher in, Linares, and now going to another 6'5 in Ramos. Looking at their roster, I don't know if these heights are correct or not, but they have a couple of 6'5 pitchers. 6'7 is Jake Sweeney. And Thebo is 6'4", so they've got the height, you know, they got up here with the Marauders.
They could have spared me some inches, or even Chang the shortstop.
Ramos, 21 years old, from the Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. He was picked up by the Pirates organization here in 2018 on a trade from Oakland.
2-3-4 due up for the Redbirds. Osvaldo Tovalin stands in batting from the left-hand side. The first pitch wind up over the head by Ramos. Deals in, it's misses wide for ball one.
Ramos, no record this season, but a 1.17 ERA.
The 1-0, a healthy fastball in on the hands for a called strike one looking.
This is his 10th outing, hasn't started a game. He's a reliever, has two saves and two opportunities, has pitched 15 and a third innings.
The 1-1 skied out of the stadium, third base side.
In 15 and a third innings, he has struck out 15, but he's also walked 10.
Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle, outfield playing straight away.
Opponents batting 232 against Ramos.
The 1-2 brushes Tovalin off the plate. Lisa and I would love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. Love to get some banter going. Love to know where you're listening from. Give us a shout out on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. The 2-2 grounded slow roller up the middle, diving attempt by Dixon. It gets past him into right center field for a base hit.
And 43.
Good job of hitting by Tovalin as the ball squeaked by the infield into right field, into right center. That's how the Cardinals get things going, get the leadoff hitter aboard.
A leadoff man is aboard for just the second time this evening. That'll bring up the three-hitter Brady Whalen, who had a solo home run in last night's 4-0 victory. That single by Tovalin extends his hitting streak to five games. The first pitch to Whalen, fastball in for a called strike one looking. Brady playing in his 13th game here with Palm Beach. The O with the letters a little bit high in the zone. Counts even at a ball and a strike. Two runs, eight hits, and an error for Bradenton. A run on four hits and an error for your Palm Beach Cardinals. The 1-1, healthy cut, swing and a miss. Looks like he's got some gas to that fastball right there. Chang and Dixon pinched up the middle, looking to turn two. The 1-2 pitch, backdoor breaking ball never broke. Brady batting 205 so far in the season, trying to protect here with two strikes. The pitch fouled straight back to the netting.
Whalen is 6'4", so you've got some two in a height here in this matchup. 6'5 against 6'4".
Another guy from the Northwest, born in Vancouver, Washington.
Probably big not. Baseball family, too, as his brother and dad played.
2-2 fouled off the dugout, third base side. Another guy that's probably not used to this heat and humidity down here.
I don't know if we ever get used to it, right?
Nope.
I like walk out, I'm like, what? I'm like, really? Why did I take a shower today?
Sweating at 8 o'clock in the morning. Welcome to South Florida. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Tovalin leads from first, the pitch. Breaking ball, he swings right over the top.
Wow, that pitch had some movement to it. It almost looked like it twisted and turned a little bit, you know, right at the last minute there.
A little frisbee
action.
That
was, yeah, very, very hard to connect with. I wouldn't be embarrassed swinging and missing on that pitch at all.
Redbirds just had six hits last night. Only four here to this point in the first pitch. To Jeremy Rivas right down the middle for a called strike one.
It was nice to see Trent Baker pick up the win. He was recently named the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week.
The next pitch bounces in the dirt. Rivas 1-for-2 with a run scored so far tonight. does have a stolen base attached to his stat line. Tied for sixth in the league coming into tonight's ball game with 33. The 1-1 jams him in on the hands. The appeal goes down to Connor McKenna. He says no go, and the count's 2-1 now.
We've got some exciting things coming up this week. Teacher Appreciation Night on Friday, May 20th.
2-1. Misses wide. Hitters count 3 balls and a strike to Jeremy.
The first 100 to register, I'm assuming 100 teachers, right, will receive a complimentary hot dog, soft drink, along with the tickets. So they get free tickets. Each Palm Beach County school employee may register for up to 4 free tickets.
The 3-1 misses upstairs in the zone. Rivas will take first, moving up to second is Tovaline.
Today's the day, too, to RSVP. So all teachers out there and any Palm Beach County school employee, register today. You can either go, let's see, you can call. We're still here. Give us a call, right? 775-1818 or visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com.
Teachers used to love me. I was known as a brown noser. And there was one time in ninth grade where I actually got extra credit for taking a brown magic marker and covering my nose with it and wearing it for the entire day of school, and it was worth the extra 5 extra credit points. Just saying.
5? To do that all day long?
I think it turned a C into a B, I'm sure.
That's good then, right?
First pitch to Aaron McKeithen, fouled at the plate.
Honor roll student there. Yeah. Just put some brown mark on the end of your
nose. That's all it took.
We also have a rescheduled yard sale. The new date is this Saturday. It's free to the public between 7 and noon. Set up is 6 a.m. You get 4 tickets to any game this season.
So McKeithen quickly down in the count, no balls and 2 strikes.
So everybody that missed the yard sale that was scheduled earlier this season, you can catch it this Saturday from 7 a.m. to noon.
Tie and run in scoring position down at second, the 0-2. McKeithen just getting a piece of the breaking ball out of the zone, fighting to stay alive.
And I think this week, because we have we alternate on Fridays, if it's going to be all you can eat or dogs, you know, day or movie night. And I think this Friday, Brian.
Do they have any yogurt or mashed potatoes?
It's all you can eat food on Friday.
Mashed potatoes, yogurt, pudding. Next pitch grounded right side. Off the face on the chopper. Everybody will be safe. That ball took an unfortunate bounce.
Harris is down to his knees, and he has his hands over his face, too. It did. It hit hard off of his face.
Yeah, and they're signaling.
Signaling for the trainer and the coaches going out. And
yeah, that second bounce took a wicked spin on Juan Harris, the first baseman. Went to backhand it, and it just popped up out of nowhere on him. Hopefully he is all right down there.
Casey Lee is the athletic trainer for the Marauders. Manager Jonathan Johnston is walking out to check out Juan Harris, his first baseman. Boy, and you know, there's so many parts of your face that are just soft. Like, that just, it really hurts. Even if it's, you know, a lot of blood gushes out of your nose just if you get hit there. But then it's, you're okay, but it's the shock of, you know, you get the soft cheekbones, and hopefully it's not near his eye. He's getting helped up and has a towel over his face. Probably could be his nose that was hit too. That just really stings. But he'll be helped off the field. Make sure he has his glove and cap too.
You never like to see that, but you could tell right away as that ball hit him, he went down.
Easy to, you know, like I said, just so many places on your face that are soft. Easy to get a black eye, too, just getting a ball deflected anywhere near your eye. But he has a towel right now and walking off and is walking on his own into the dugout, getting some, you know, pat on the back from his teammates. We have a couple of infielders warming up, as there will be a new first baseman for the Marauders, as also Ramos is warming up with his catcher, Planchert.
And double barrel activity out in the bullpen for the Bradenton Marauders, a righty and a lefty warming up. Lefty, 6'7". You were talking about that. A lot of tall guys on this team, 6'7" lefty. Jake Sweeney warming up.
Those few inches really mean a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
You can tell from 6'4" to, you know, 6'5" to 6'7".
Johan Montero, the right-hander, warming up for Bradenton.
And that wingspan of, you know, someone that's like 6'4" to 6'7", basically when you release the ball and with your follow-through, you're right there at the plate on top of the hitter, too. Looks like a number 3 is going to be the new first baseman here for the Marauders.
Looks like Brendan Dixon will shift over from second to first. Mike Jarvis will take second base.
Take over second.
So Jarvis at second. Brendan Dixon moves from second to first. At the plate will be Wade Stiles with the bases loaded. 2-1 ball game, the first pitch. Swung on, this ball is driven out to left field. Tagging from third right now is Tovalin. And that ball gets lost up in the air. One run's going to come in to score. Two runs are coming around to score. The stop sign goes on for Aaron McKee. Lost that in the lights. Jace Bowen out there in left. Looked like a routine fly ball.
The lights are different here at the Dean when they installed them. I was just like, it made everything dark for us here on the fans because the lights go straight down on the field. They tried them out in spring training. The major league teams loved them, said they were great lights. But, boy, I don't know what happened out there for Bowen. He sat there in one spot and just, like, looked like he had the ball the whole way. But, really, he was sitting there trying to find the ball. And that ball went over his head, way over his head. And the center fielder, Campana, was racing over to try and help him out, but I didn't even see Bowen ask for help. It looked like he was going to catch it the way he was just waiting underneath it, but he was waiting just to try and find it out there. We usually don't see that. We see what we talked about earlier when the sun is setting and, you know, the sun is in the eyes of the outfielder, especially on the right side of the diamond. We usually don't see misplayed balls here at night under the lights.
Sun definitely not a factor on that one. We're going to have a new pitcher out on the mound here as Wilkin Ramos gets done dirty. Looks like it's going to be Johan Montero out on the mound. Third pitcher of the evening for the Bradenton Marauders, who now trail 3-2.
Another righty, Montero, 6'3", 187 from Maracay, Venezuela. 22 years old, picked up as a free agent, international free agent in 2018.
And Montero appearing in his fifth game here with Bradenton.
1-0 on the season, 3.68 ERA. He does have a hold, no saves, 7 1/3 innings he's pitched this season as 5 strikeouts.
The opponent's hitting 207 off the new right-hander, Johan Montero. That, with a pair of RBIs, tough to rule that an error, I guess. Ball never touched Bowen's glove out there and left. Infield halfway in on the dirt, runners at second and third. Ramon Mendoza at the dish, the first pitch. A little bit inside for ball one. Planchert wanted that call. He double clutched as he threw it back to the pitcher, thinking that was a called strike. Chance for the Redbirds to tack on a few more insurance runs. The 1-0, fastball, called the strike, low and away, but it's been a consistent call by home plate umpire Christian Argueza. McKeithen from third, Stiles from second. Set at the letters, Montero delivers, fouled at the plate. Mendoza 0 for his last 17 at the dish. Base hit here would certainly boost his confidence. The 1-2. Breaking ball cued off the end of the bat, staying alive is Ramon Mendoza. RBI ground out back in the second for Ramon. Put the Cardinals ahead 1-0 at the time. The long set, the 1-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Big second out here for Bradenton. That'll bring up the 8-hitter Brandon Hernandez to the plate.
And 31.
Hernandez 1-for-2 on the evening, singled in his last at-bat back in the fifth. Just one RBI on the season, batting 161 currently on the year. Righty on lefty matchup, first pitch breaking ball catches the heart of the plate for a Cardinals have matched their hit total from last night's ball game already here in the sixth. The 0-1 backdoor breaking ball in for a called strike two. Cardinals threatening here with runners in scoring position, just 2-for-10 last night in that category. The 0-2 breaking ball fouled into the stands, actually out of the stadium, through the pillars right there. Along the third base side. This is where Hernandez needs a good two-strike approach. Set at the letters is Montero. The 0-2. Chasing at the breaking ball down in the dirt for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the sixth, but not before the damage has been done here in Jupiter, Florida. Cardinals put up a two spot thanks to a ball lost in the lights for Jace Bowen out there and left. We're headed to the seventh. Lisa Fried back on play-by-play.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. Org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We are in the top of the seventh inning, and the good guys, the Cardinals, are up 3-2. The Cardinals have 6 hits, 3 runs, 1 error. The Marauders, 8 hits, 2 runs, 1 error. Cardinals had a big inning at the bottom of the sixth, just 3 outs before now.
And look, they can't erase what they've done the first 34 games of the season, but, you know, winning the first game of the series and now up 3-2. Put together a little winning streak, and it could change things around for the latter part of the season.
Cardinals have a better home record than road, as so do the Marauders. So it's time for the Cardinals to figure out how to, you know, win a series here at home. First batter at the plate is Sung Che Cheng. He is 0-for-2 today with a walk. Stole the base, though, and scored a run in the fifth. The Marauders scored their runs in the fourth and fifth innings. Nunez on the hill delivers and misses. 1-1 the count here to Cheng.
Yeah, to your point, Cardinals 10-9 at home, just 2-13 on the road.
Ball fouled out of play. There's a big hole up the middle for Cheng. Second baseman and shortstop just leaving that gap right up the middle. The 1-2, Nunez delivers, chopped to the right side. Second baseman Hernandez, short throw to first. It's in time. Cheng is retired as he grounds out to second.
Right fielder number 15, Rodolfo.
That'll bring up the right fielder, Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco is 0 for 3 today. Grounded out in the first, hit into a fielder's choice in the third, and then struck out looking in the fifth. Nunez delivers way wide of the plate to the right-handed hitting right fielder. One ball and no strikes to Nolasco.
It's kind of like you were talking about earlier. He can pound the fastball in, good breaking stuff, but sometimes just overthrows.
Pitch hit out of play to the right side. Going over onto Main Street there. The book's been closed on the starting pitcher for the Cardinals, Zane Mills. He went five strong innings, allowed eight hits, only two runs. They were both earned as Nunez delivers right at the knees for the strike. Couple of walks, but struck out six in his five innings of work. So Mills' ERA is now 3.47. How did it jump just a tad bit? Losing control is Nunez. We talked about that's the one thing. He's just got to work on that command and control. As we saw last inning when he came in, he's lets a ball sail over the head of another hitter at the plate. Nolasco had to do his squats and really squat down deep to avoid getting hit by that pitch. Upstairs with the heat and missing. Count is full now to Nolasco. And, you know, if they really have looked at Nunez and had their scouting reports, they know to be patient here at the plate against this pitcher. No patience there, though. The high heat. What was that, Radar Ryan? As a swing and a miss by Nolasco. His second time that he has struck out here tonight.
Well, the key for him is, and he's going to be learning this as, you know, the developmental stages through the minor leagues, but repeating his delivery, repeating his mechanics.
That's exactly what the Cardinals, he has that repeatable delivery, so they think that's why, you know, along with the speed that he flashes on the radar gun and the many pitches that he has in his arsenal. So we're here in low A. There's plenty of time, you know, to work on it. Strike called here to Jace Bowen. He has an open stance. The 0-1, it's coming back at us, but then stays into the netting and falls behind home plate.
I thought I was going to have to protect you right there.
I know, I have the window.
Gummy bears, at least.
Bowen is 2 for 3 tonight, grounded out, and two singles. Nunez misses away in the fourth. Scored a run, and then in the fifth, drove in a run.
You could tell there he just tried to overthrow, add a little something extra to it.
Two down. Here's the 1-2, the kick, the pitch. Framed nicely, but missing on the outside part of the plate. So two balls and two strikes with two outs. And the Marauders have two runs. But the Cardinals have three, so they have the one-run advantage. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Nunez, boy, he's got a smile on his face as he skips off the mound. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Edwin and the Cardinals. We'll go to the bottom half, the home half. Cardinals up 3-2. Everybody stand up and stretch. We're going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game here at the Dean.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't...
All right, the Marauders are bringing out the lefty now. The let me put my glasses on. He's a righty. All right, we've got a lefty, righty, whatever he is.
He's a tall glass of water. Jake Sweeney, the fourth pitcher for lefty. The Marauders. 6'7", 240, 21 years old. 36th round pick out of Pensacola Junior College by the Pirates in 2019.
The pitch delivered to a Denson Cruz is a strike at the belt. Now I see why you can't wear those or have those light-colored gloves that blend in. His isn't too light, but I'm like, is he a lefty or righty here? Throw the ball, let me see.
Ambidextrous. Yeah, Sweeney making his 10th appearance here with Bradenton. No wins, no losses, a 6.11 ERA.
The 1-1, swing and a miss. Looks like Sweeney, he's... three-quarter sidearm pitcher there, too.
20 hits allowed in 17 and two-thirds innings pitch, 16 strikeouts, 12 walks. Opponents hitting 286 off the new lefty.
So definitely a different look for the Cardinals. They have a lot of lefties here in the lineup, three in the lineup. We'll see how many, you know, if there's any adjustments that manager Gary Kendall will make. We know Waylon is a switch hitter, and he'll switch around when facing the lefty here, going inside on Cruz. So two balls, two strikes. But not only does he, you know, kind of throwing sidearm there coming from the slot, but then a lefty. So total different look as far as the pitching, the pitch is coming to the hitters. That one misses inside, so the count goes full here to Cruz.
And he got rid of the all red bat, did Cruz.
They brought him strikeouts.
Guess it was the bat's fault.
The pitch upstairs with the heat, a swing and a miss. So that's three strikeouts for Cruz. This time he'll go down swinging. Back up to the top of the order, Reichenborn will step in. Tyler Reichenborn, the left fielder, is 0 for 3 today. Struck out, popped out, and then lined out.
Might be the last opportunity he has to extend his hitting streak and on-base streak here.
Sweeney delivers. He's from Hobart, Indiana. That one misses inside. One ball and no strikes with one out. Drafted in 2019 by the Pirates in the 36th round from Pensacola State College. Upstairs and missing. 2-0 the count to Reichenborn.
And Tyler batting 360 against lefties so far this season. 9 for 25.
Sweeney kicks, delivers inside, and just missing the hands of Reichenborn. So three straight balls to the leadoff hitter here for the Cardinals. I mentioned that Sweeney out of Pensacola State College, their mascot there is the Pirates. So was it to be that he was drafted by the Pirates? Inside, missing. Reichenborn will take first base as he walks on down. That'll bring up the third baseman for the Cardinals, Osvaldo Tovelin.
And with that walk, make it 19 straight games. Reichenborn has reached base safely.
Tovelin is 1 for 3 today. Flied out, struck out, singled in the sixth, and scored a run. The Cardinals took the early 1-0 lead. Marauders then answered and with a run in the fourth and fifth, so they were up 2-1 when the Cardinals in the sixth tacked on two and now have the 3-2 lead.
If you're the Cardinals here, you're looking for some more insurance runs because you can't feel comfortable with just a one run left to get.
One ball, no strikes. Sweeney looks the runner back at first. Hard hit, but into the glove of Dixon. Ow. Steps on the bag, throws to second. The double play ends the inning, and the Cardinals rally. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We'll go to the top of the eighth. The Cardinals have the 3-2 advantage here in Jupiter, Florida.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth here at the Dean. New pitcher out of the mound, the third for the Palm Beach Cardinals tonight. Lise, who do we got?
We have Brian Pope, the righty here for the Cardinals. Pope, 6'2", 195, 23 years of age, complex league here in Jupiter.
Number 30, Alexander Mojica.
Undrafted free agent in 2021, Alec California Baptist.
Pope getting set to face 5, 6, and 7 in the lineup for the Marauders. 3-2, Redbirds lead here in the top half of the eighth. Alex Mojica leading things off. He's been on base all three times tonight. Pope starts him off with a fastball, misses low in the zone for ball one.
Pope has a 1.00 ERA through five games here with the Cardinals. Nine innings pitched and has struck out 11.
Tovelin over at third, playing a no doubles defense. The 1-0 misses low and away. Hitters count two balls and no strikes.
He has not allowed a walk in those nine innings either, but has allowed nine hits and one run.
Out of the windup, Pope delivers the 2-0 breaking ball right over the heart of the plate. Freezes Mojica, counts 2-1. The 2-1. Another breaking ball, filthy right there as it freezes Mojica and the count runs even at 2-2. Mojica came in batting just 107 here in the month of May. The 2-2, breaking ball, grounder to shortstop. Rivas up with it, throw across the diamond to Whalen. He's going to pick it out of the dirt cleanly. 6-3 put out for the first out here in the top half of the eighth.
Great job by Whalen there, as you mentioned, just getting it right out of the dirt as he backhanded the throw. Taking a look at Nunez, who was the reliever before Pope, he pitched two really quality innings, allowed no hits or runs, and only walked one, as we talked about his struggles with command, but struck out four, so a really good outing for Nunez.
That'll bring up Fabricio Macias to the plate. First pitch, breaking ball located for a called strike on the inner third.
Nice curveball by Pope.
Working quickly, the 0-1. Fastball, swing and a miss. Macias couldn't catch up to that. He's quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes. By a strikeout back in the fourth from Macias, the 0-2, he lays off the breaking ball. Outfield straight away, Tovelin hugging the line at third, first baseman Whalen well off the line along the right-hand side over at first. Middle infield straight up in the middle. The 1-2 fouled at the plate. Mike Jarvis waiting on deck for his first at-bat of the evening. After Juan Harris had to depart after being hit with a ground ball in the face over at first. The 1-2 runs inside, count is even at 2-2.
We've got some scores around the Florida State League as St. Lucie is up 9-2. It's in the sixth inning. They just keep on winning. It doesn't matter who they're playing.
2-2 breaking ball swung on, driven into left center field. Going back is Cruz. He's at the warning track. He has this one sized up, and he'll make the catch just shy of the Cleveland Clinic sign. to the right of the 387 light pole. A loud second out here in the top half of the eighth.
That's one thing. The Cruz is not producing right now at the plate. But, boy, to run down that ball, you know, at the wall, a great job by Denson out there in center field.
Two up, two down. That'll bring up Mike Jarvis to the plate.
It's the bottom of the eighth in Lakeland. The Flying Tigers are up 3-1 over the Hammerheads.
First pitch to Jarvis in for a called strike one.
Hammerheads trying to get their 20th win of the season, but down by two. Dunedin is up 3-2 in the fifth in Daytona.
0-1 breaking ball lined into center field for a base hit. Jarvis will be a two-out base runner. That'll bring up Giovanni Planchert to the plate.
Final in Clearwater as the Threshers defeat Fort Myers 10-5. Clearwater is now 20-13 on the season. Fort Myers 21-12.
You want to keep an eye on Jarvis over at first base, representing base attempts so far this year. Out to a relatively small lead, the first pitch to the eight-hitter Planchert in for a called strike one.
Let's take a look around the St. Louis organization in the minor leagues. Top of seven, and Memphis is tied with Gwinnett. They're on the road. It's a 3-3 ball game.
Pope from the belt, the 0-1, misses inside.
Memphis looking for their 22nd win of the season. And then Beloit, they're at home. They are definitely not only are they not on the winning end right now, it's just a 1-0 ball game, but they have a 10-24 record. Oof. So they need some wins added, you know, in that win column there, top of the fifth in Beloit.
The 1-1 over the heart of the plate, a little bit low in the zone.
Springfield is also struggling, 14-20 on this season, and they are losing to Wichita on the road, 2-0. It's the middle of two.
Pickoff throw over at first. Jarvis just gets back in safely at first.
Beloit and Peoria. It's Peoria, actually, I was getting them mixed up, that Jupiter is, the Marlins is Beloit, and then Peoria, the Cardinals.
2-1 fastball, outside edge, called strike two looking.
Both under 500 teams, though. Peoria 14-20, Beloit 10-24.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Cardinals lead 3-2 here in the top half of the eighth. Pope gets the one he wants. He's set at the belt. The pitch. Fastball swung on, foul tip, held into the glove by Stouts. For the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left stranded. We're going to the home half of the eighth. Cardinals look to tack on some more insurance runs. You're listening to Brian and Lisa on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. And tip-tapping away at his telegraph, whim-blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth here at the Dean, 3-2 Cardinals lead. Good news, Lisa. There's no new pitcher out on the mound. It's still Jake Sweeney.
Game two of the six-game set. You don't want to use your whole bullpen. Is it good news, though, for them to face Sweeney? We'll see.
Let's hope so. He's going to have to deal with the heart of the order, 3, 4, and 5, to up this inning. Waylon Rivas and McKeithen do up.
Looking at the big club, the Cardinals right now are all locked up at two apiece with the Mets. They're in New York. The Mets scored first in the first 2-0 ball game, but the Cardinals responded. That's the St. Louis Cardinals, and added two in the second. They're in the bottom of the fourth right now.
Lefty-on-lefty matchup, left side of the infield shaded up the middle of the first pitch from Sweeney to Whalen, in for a called strike one looking. Brady 0 for 3 on the night with a strikeout after going 1 for 2 with a solo shot in last night's series opener. Out of the windup, the 0-1 breaking ball, Whalen lays off.
It was the top of the second where Pujols singled.
Did you see him pitch the other night?
I was there. I could not believe it was Hassan and Carlson.
The 1-1 skied out to shallow left field. Bowen coming in. Mojica and Cheng going out. And it's going to drop in no man's land out there in left field. I wonder why Brady Wayne is only at first base right there. As that ball seems to be giving them trouble out there in left field.
Yeah, something's going on over in left field where on the left side of the diamond, the Marauders are missing those balls up in the air. I'm looking around. I don't really see how. Now, there was like an eclipse or something a couple nights ago, right? No eclipse or anything happening here. But none of the lights look fine. I've just not seen any fielding problems by the outfielders under the lights here at the Dean.
Well, not to be too overly critical, but in a 3-2 ball game on a pop out like that, I figured Brady Whalen would be at second base right now. The first pitch to Jeremy Rivas, swing and a miss.
What a game that was that, you know, you mentioned Pujols as far as coming to the mound in the ninth inning, but starting off with Wainwright and Yachty battery. And then we thought it was something. I mean, the Cardinals scored so many runs that game, and the Giants decided to put Luis Gonzalez, a position player, pitching. We're like, okay, that's something. He's coming out for two innings of work. And then Pujols came in.
The 1-1 fouled straight back.
And then Yachty said after the game, he said he wanted his opportunity, but when he would be pitching, if that ever happened, he would only give up one home run because Pujols gave up two home runs. They had so many runs, two home runs meant nothing.
I saw Evan Longoria got a single off of him and wanted the ball back to keep as a souvenir. Sweeney set up the belt, checking Whalen at first. The 1-2 delivery dances right at the ankles right there.
That's when you know, Yepes being a rookie this season, and he's in front and behind. He has all these guys that are just all around him,
soaking it all in, I bet.
Definitely.
Yeah, Wainwright and Molina, 203 wins together as battery mates. And all times in the zone, Rivas lays off.
But he's got Pujols to watch, Yachty, Nolan, Goldie.
You could go down the list. Harrison Bader. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Pickoff throw to first. Back standing safely is Whalen.
Can't wait to say the same thing about the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Well, the win tonight would be a winning streak. Two in a row for the Redbirds as they hold on to a one-run lead. Trying to tack on a few more here. Big hole along the right-hand side of the infield. The payoff pitch, swung on and missed. Rivas goes chasing up the ladder, first time he is retired tonight. And one out here in the bottom half of the eighth.
And we might as well throw in the Pirates score then, since we've been giving scores. And
we're diplomatic.
The Pirates are up 2-1. They're in Chicago playing the Cubs. The Cubs scored first in the first, but then the Pirates, they scored 2 1/3. They're in the fourth inning right now, so 2-1 Pirates leading the Cubs.
11 strikeouts for the Cardinals offense tonight. As Aaron McKeithen steps to the plate, he's going to sky this down the right field line. It is tailing into the stands and out of play. McKeithen 2 for 3 with a pair of singles tonight. It's 2 of the 7 hits for Palm Beach. 3-2 score. Sweeney set at the belt. Checks Whalen at first. Runner goes the pitch. Misses low in the zone. It's dropped by Planchard, and Whalen will steal second easily. He got a big jump right there. I think even if Planchard was able to field that cleanly, would have been no play at second.
Whalen's second stolen base of this season.
A runner in scoring position here with one out. Counts 1-1 to the designated hitter. The pitch runs inside.
Sweeney, when he was younger, And you can see how, with his 6'7 frame, how he dominated probably on the basketball court, especially as a child. I bet you he was always tall. And then imagine his wingspan. I wonder what stroke he swam as far as swimming.
Fish out of water. The 2-1 runs inside for a called strike, too, looking.
So just very athletic to be able to play all these different sports.
Creeping in at second is Jarvis, keeping the runner close. After a big jump, he's caught in no man's land right now. They're going to get him in a rundown. This ball goes into center field as it's thrown away. Being waved around third as Waylon, the throw comes in, not in time. The Cardinals are able to capitalize off the second blunder of the evening for Bradenton, as Waylon was dead to rights, picked off, and the throw from Sweeney. I want to say
really
it was Jarvis.
Looked, yeah, it really looked like Waylon was caught. He felt caught. He put it, had his back then. At one point, he had his back to the pitcher. He's like, oh, my gosh, you know, whatever, whatever is going to happen. Running back to second. And
he can't see me.
Throw to second base just got by the infielders there. And, yes, Sweeney wasn't happy with that. Usually you throw in front of the runner so that way you can run him back to the base. I thought they would get him.
A big insurance run here in the eighth, to 2-2. McKeithen swinging a miss.
But imagine if they would have thrown to second, and then Waylon actually, at that point, he looked like he was going to get caught. But if he was, you know, more prepared for that throw to go to second, he could actually turn and went to third and slid in, and who knows what that throw would have been to third base then.
Yeah, he looked like a deer in headlights. Like you said, his back was facing the pitcher.
He just kind of like, he was looking to home plate, and then when that all was kind of going down and Sweeney was ready to throw, he just put his back to the pitcher.
If
yeah.
I can't see him, he can't see me.
Exactly. Like a kid does, right? See me.
Counts 1-0 to Wade Stouse. Bases empty, the pitch. Swung on, chopper, first base side. This is foul.
And it worked.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It worked. So who has the last laugh?
So if you're listening at home and you ever get caught in a rundown,
just turn your back. Turn your back and pray.
Completely shun the pitcher.
Right. It kind of fooled him. Oh, okay.
Left side of the infield shaded up the middle for the 1-1 pitch. Misses down in the zone.
Who would have known, though? I mean, because he actually did have his back towards the pitching mound and home plate. So then that kind of maybe fooled the fielders. Okay, now where is he going?
So what is he
going
to
left field?
Just start doing jumping jacks out
yeah,
in the rundown.
Yeah, he didn't really give it away.
2-1. Misses upstairs.
Hey, needless to say, late innings here. We're in, you know, the eighth, and now the Cardinals have a 2-run lead, a little cushion there.
No activity in either bullpen. It looks like it's Brian Pope's 9th inning. The 3-1. Misses wide. Stouse is a two-out base runner. That'll bring up Ramon Mendoza to the plate. It's the third free pass issued by Marauders pitchers tonight.
And that might just be something that, you know, that right there with the walk, maybe that was still in Sweeney's mind. Now he's got to settle down. Cardinals, they could use another run here.
And Mendoza could certainly use a hit over his last 18 at the plate. The first pitch, swing and a miss, pulled off of the fastball outside the zone. See, with that big hole in between first and second, that pitch on the outside corner, if he just goes with it.
Yeah, just a little tapper.
You could practically lay a bunt down with the pitcher falling off towards the third base side of the mound. No balls and a strike to pitch. Runs inside.
There's no shift here in the minor leagues as far as putting three guys or more on one side of the bag as far as second base, but you can do the regular shifting way over to second base.
The 1-1. Fastball a little bit low.
I was talking to Oliver Marmol and a couple of the guys as far as what's going on in the minor leagues. They're just shaking their heads. They're like, what? What are these rules? What's going on?
Something new every day.
Right.
The 2-1 fastball upstairs. It's, oh, man. Not sure I agree with that one. That was above the letters.
they like to see how the games are going faster. Mm. You know, that has some kind of...
We love that.
Yeah, but they want to... And that it's keeping its integrity at the same time.
The 2-2 runs inside and it catches him. I think it hit him on the lower lead leg. If you're Jake Sweeney, not something you want to do with two strikes and two outs.
This is where the game starts slowing down, though, is when, you know, changing pitchers and then walking and hitting batters doesn't speed up the game at all.
It looks like we're going to have a visit to the mound by manager Jonathan Johnston. So our right-hander is warming up for Bradenton. He's going to signal to the bullpen. Does he yet?
Yeah, and Sweeney, he has a 6.11 ERA coming into tonight's game. He's pitched in 9 games, 17 and two-thirds innings before tonight. And in that time, he has allowed 14 runs, 12 earned, and given up a couple home runs, and has now hit 3 batters on the season. Walked 12 and has struck out 16. So he walked one here, that make it 13, and with a couple more strikeouts has 18 on the season. But you can see he's got some big numbers in not many outings this season. So he's kind of in trouble again here in the eighth in his outing. His 10th outing of the season with the Marauders.
Well, Johnston, it will stick with the lefty Sweeney here. Facing the lefty Brandon Hernandez, as the umpire wants the music to stop. Turn that ruckus off.
I think that's one thing the fans would probably like, just playing music all the way through and, you know, making it an entertaining
If the fans
atmosphere.
Like it, why not?
Why not, right?
We need them.
Focus. You guys can focus. Focus on the field.
First pitch misses at the letters for ball one.
Some guys might start dancing out there, you know? A little entertainment. That's what the Savannah Bananas yep. do, right? They take it to the extreme and really focus on the entertainment value of the game.
The 1-0 called a strike at the knees.
They were here just in West Palm Beach for 2 nights recently. We had tickets to 1 game, and then my son, his game got canceled and changed, and we couldn't make the Bananas game.
That was over at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches, correct?
Yes, it was.
The 1-1 in for a called strike, too. Looking into spring training site for the Houston Astros, and Washington National is just down the road from us.
Remember when we were there for few games? That
Beautiful.
Was fun. We were on the road as they were getting ready for the Florida State League All-Star Game here at the Dean. So we played a series over in the ballpark of the Palm Beaches.
The 1-2 breaking ball freezes Hernandez for the final out to retire the side here. In the bottom half of the eighth, Cardinals 3 outs away from taking the first 2 of the 6-game series here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, Lisa Pride back on the mic. Play-by-play, top of the ninth.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with
hunger. Reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Lisa Pride alongside Brian Loftus. We are in the top of the ninth inning, just three outs away from the Cardinals hopefully becoming victorious and picking up their lucky 13th win of the season. Right now, they're up 4-2. Pope on the hill. He is facing Sergio Campana, the number 9 hitter in the lineup. And that ball misses inside.
Did it.
One ball and no strikes. ABS, we can't disagree. Breaking ball, that catches the corner. The ABS loves that outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike to Campana. Here's the pitch. Chopper to the left side. Scooped up by the shortstop on the run. Throw across. Revis to Whalen. And there's one down here in the ninth.
Revis, beautiful job charging in on that ball. He made that look very routine, but a tough play. Fielding it and then throwing it to first on the run.
Those always look so smooth and cool, but, you know, if you just don't catch it and time it right on the balance, that ball just goes into the outfield right past you. But when you can make those plays, and that's just because they're just so used to it. It's second nature. Breaking ball leading off with the leadoff hitter here, Brendan Dixon, batting from the right side, righty on righty matchup. 0-1 the count as Pope brings his glove up to his face, then his belt, turns, kicks, and fires. The ball's out of play. No balls and two strikes to Dixon.
That's very big, getting the first batter out of the inning.
Especially here in the ninth when it's a tight ball game, only two run difference. Here's the 0-2. Another ball to the shortstop, and Revis times that one just right, and it's not at all the same as the last grounder that came to him. This one had a harder hop, just played it so well, and as I said, it's because he's just done that so many times. That's just something that you have to, you know those bounces, know those hops, and Revis is making it look easy here in the ninth.
Does not look like a 19-year-old out there. Very slick, sure-handed fielding over there.
Cheng will come to the plate. He's the only lefty in the lineup. Righty on lefty matchup.
I think we have some fans down there.
I hear them. Is that? I hear some radio broadcasting.
Who would be nuts enough to listen to us?
Everybody that's listening right now. One ball, no strikes, two outs. The kick, the pitch, off the end of the bat. This one, there's no way a bouncer will get into the glove of Revis. It's on his right side and gets right through the infield between the third baseman and shortstop into left. So with two outs, Cheng picks up his first hit of the ball game here today.
Right fielder
Rodolfo Nolasco steps in with one out, runner at first base for the Marauders. They're down by two. Nolasco grounded out in the first. Hit into a fielder's choice in the third, struck out in the fifth, and in the seventh.
I can't imagine Cheng running right now with two outs, but you definitely want to keep an eye on him with eight stolen bases, I should say, this season.
First pitch strike on the outside part of the plate at the knees.
And this is where, if you're Pope, you just got to worry about the batter here. Get the one final out. If Cheng runs.
The pitch upstairs, pop up to the left side. The left fielder, Reichenborn, looks like he's camped under it. He has no trouble with the lights. Makes the grab. Nolasco is retired as he flies out to left. That'll leave Cheng stranded at third base. And the Cardinals win here today. Two in a row, right? We've got two in a row here in the series. Game one and game two taken by the Cardinals. Four more to go as we go through the week. The Marauders will be staying here for four more games. The Cardinals win! The Cardinals win 4-2.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with a post-game on the Roger D. Chevrolet Stadium Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jupiter, Florida, here in the Cardinals. I don't know if I was going to say Palm Beach or St. Louis, but the Cardinals Radio Network. As the Palm Beach Cardinals win 4-2 over the Bradenton Marauders, the Cardinals with 7 hits, 4 runs, 1 error. The Marauders 10 hits, only 2 hits and 2 errors. The win goes to Nunez. He's 1-0 on the season. Ramos falls to 0-1. He's the losing pitcher and the sixth season. When we take a look at the offensive numbers by the Palm Beach Cardinals, what sticks out? McKeithen 2-for-4 here today. Stoss, though, 1-for-2 and drove in 2. What an inning that was. As the Cardinals, they came out on top, 1-0. They were winning in the second. But then the Marauders added a run in the fourth and fifth to take over the 2-1 lead. In the sixth, though, we talk about Stoss off his bat. And he picked up a double because the ball was just lost in the lights in left field. That was really helpful for the Cardinals. Yeah. And gave them the lead then 3-2 in the eighth inning. The Cardinals put on some, or tacked on an insurance run as Waylon was aboard on a base hit. Then there was a stolen base. Brady picked up his second stolen base of the season. And you heard us on the broadcast kind of joking as Waylon kind of got stuck out there between second and third. But luckily, an error by the pitcher to throw to second base. The ball went into the center field. And Brady, you know, went and was able to go around and score then. That was the secret for the Cardinals to find a way somehow to, you know, take over. Not only did they have the lead at that point, but add on another run, put a little cushion there, and pick up the win here today.
That's one of two things that stood out to me tonight, with the errors by the Bradenton Marauders. They had two tonight. Last week against the Jupiter Hammerheads here, we got to see it firsthand. The Marauders just couldn't get out of their own way, and that's the reason why they lost 5 out of 6 to Jupiter last week, and that's the reason why they lost the first two games of the six-game series this week. The other thing that stood out to me tonight, and my Roger Dean Chevrolet player of the game, it's actually twofold here. It's going to go to the bullpen. Edwin Nunez, Brian Pope, coming in relief of Zane Mills. 4 shutout innings of 2-hit ball, 5 strikeouts, just 1 walk, and they closed the door on them.
They really did. That's what they had to do. It was such a tight ball game. Zane Mills, the starter for the Cardinals, 5 innings of work, allowed 8 hits, only a couple of runs, struck out 6. So great start by Mills here. But Nunez and Pope did their job, just like you said, Brian, and really closed the door, shut down the Marauders, picks up the win, and Pope the save.
It was a beautiful night of baseball, and it feels a lot better after winning the first 2 games in the series and a win tomorrow. Guarantees them at least a split of the 6-game set.
And that's what the Palm Beach Cardinals need to do, you know, try and figure out how to, like, split or win some series now, because they have had some tough times against, you know, every team that they've played, and it's been hard for them to even split a series, let alone win a series. So that will do it here tonight as the Cardinals win game 2 in a row here in this 6-game set against the Marauders. The Cardinals, 7 hits, 4 runs. The Marauders, 10 hits, 2 runs. Winning pitcher is Nunez. The save picked up by Pope, his first of the year. Thank you so much for joining me here on the broadcast, Brian Loftus, Lisa Pride. Thank you all for listening in on us as the Cardinals win 4-2 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Have a great night, and we'll see you soon at the ballpark.